You need to quit speaking up in class.
Yeah, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098, if you want to get in on this discussion as we move along here. Georgia Charter School is bringing back paddling.
Quiet down, Tinsley.
The Georgia School for Innovation and the Classics, whatever that means, says there is now one more tool that we have in our disciplinary toolbox. That is a quote. One more tool that we have in our disciplinary toolbox, a paddle to hit misbehaving children with. They say they're bringing back paddling as a form of punishment, though it doesn't plan to use it without consent of the parents. Mm. They sent home some consent forms. They got around 100 back with one-third of parents giving them permission to paddle their kid.
You attempt to hit my kid with a paddle, avoid the face. That's all I ask. Just try and do something from the shoulder. Quiet down, Evan. Quiet. Yeah, this is some old-school punishment. I mean, I think we all had the aunt or the uncle that had the nun. That would wrap you across the knuckles. Quiet down, Brindley. Hit you in the ass, hit you in the forehead. I mean, God, they essentially said in my dad's school, you just had priests and nuns just punching them in the face.
Well, the superintendent says, in this school, we take discipline very seriously. There was a time when corporal punishment was kind of the norm and you didn't have the problems that you have.
Wow. I gotta wonder, what was the impetus for this? What made them say, hey, suspension's not good enough, recesses canceled, not allowed to go on the field trip. We got to break out that paddle and get in that ass.
It says the form they sent home, they got a copy of it, this news organization. It says the student will place their hands on their knees or a piece of furniture and will be struck on the buttocks with a paddle. No more than three licks should be given with the 24-inch wooden panel. Students whose parents do not consent to paddling, which is still legal in Georgia, and 19 other states will be given 5-day suspension instead. So either your kid's out of school for 5 days or they get three whacks on their ass.
Damn. And who's the, who's the executioner? Who's the one swinging the paddle who's just got an interest in soft little child's butts? Who's got to do that? Is that the teacher? Is that the parent? Do they hire someone?
It's not the
black
parent.
Mask?
It's somebody at the school.
Maybe bring the parent in, have them smack him in the butt. Make a nice PE teacher.
Well, they even state later on here in the article the procedure.
I just read that.
That's a paddling.
At first, I was like, yeah, good. Get these damn rugrats in line, these kids nowadays. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. Do I want someone else smacking my daughter on the ass with a paddle? I'm like, No, I don't think so.
Like, I wouldn't mind if someone gave him a nice neck grip. If Evan's running around like a little turd, I wouldn't mind if some, algebra teacher, which let's be honest, he's never going to make it through algebra, or someone in art, just like he's running around, just grip him, just get that nice lobster claw in the back of the neck. That's
it just
fun.
Seems like I don't want her suspended for 5 days either, though. So it's like the choice between her bending over and having some random person at the school paddle her three times on her buttocks.
One, two, three.
Or being suspended for 5 days. It's like, I don't want either of those.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the 5 days thing. Well, actually, no, I know.
You
take
want
that
her
back.
Out of school for five days?
No, I don't. That's a great point. No, I want her in an awful classroom for 5 days. Like, remove her from Gen Pop and put her in isolation with a bunch of the other kids from the Breakfast Club. Do not send her home for 5 days. Or in my case, Evan with a boy.
Phones are blowing up. 410-338-1098. Let's talk paddling.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You're all about it? You don't think it's a good idea? Good idea? Bad idea?
What say you, Steve, in Baltimore?
Oh, I think it's an awesome idea.
All right.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, what if it's your kid? What if it's your kid?
It was me. It was me. I grew up in Oklahoma, and, you get into a little skirmish at lunch with somebody, and next thing you know, you're in the office, and it's suspension or three swats and back in class.
So you've been paddled. How many times did you get paddled?
They could only do three times.
No, but I mean, overall, how many times did you end up?
Probably six.
And
probably six different occasions throughout my career, middle and high school.
Apparently, it didn't work. He kept getting paddled.
Yeah.
We turned on. Then, again, it was so easy to just take that as opposed to suspension and go right back to class.
Did they do it bare ass or over your pants?
No, over your pants. They grab you by, they empty your pockets.
Yeah.
They grab your back belt loop and they lift you up on your toes so your pants are nice and tight against your ass.
Yeah.
And then that's when they hit you.
How much did it hurt?
Oh, it hurt, but, you know, I grew up in Baltimore. I was from Dundalk, so the paddling I was getting in school is nothing compared to what we got at home.
Okay, gotcha. Good point. You got to watch out with little boys, too. You might tag them right in the back of the yams, too. I mean, you try and get a nice ass mat, good game, and you hit them in the huevos. That's going to hurt twice as much. Let's talk to Roger in Baltimore, see what Roger says. Good morning.
Hey, morning. Yeah, we need to whoop their asses. We're raising a nation of whiny, sissy, corrupt liberals.
Tell you, son.
All right, there he goes. All right, well,
saying, hey, look, you don't do bad things, and you don't even have to worry about getting paddled. Like, yeah. A parent, just sign the consent form. If your kid's a good kid, they're not going to get paddled. They're not going to get suspended, so you don't even have to worry about it.
I got to worry about the one teacher or gym teacher that's just going to be too eager to do it. That's going to reveal something about somebody in that school. It's like, God, let me be the one smacking those tender little backsides. Like, whoa.
A lot of people are all about this. It says there is an alternative to suspension or paddling. Mm-hmm. It's called behaving yourself.
And there you go. Quick crack across the ass. I mean, I'm a big fan of the old waterboard. Let's talk to Dave in Baltimore, who I believe does not agree with it. What's up, Dave?
I grew up in that house where, you know, parents would grab whatever was handy, be it a paddle or a box fan, and
chucking a box fan.
I don't agree with it. I started out doing it as a parent and quickly got away. It's not necessary, and I have seen and dealt with plenty of teachers so far in the careers of my kids and their education, and I don't want these yahoos swinging at my kids. They're so oftentimes they want to take away objectivity or subjectivity of the whole thing and make a decision. So instead of punishing the correct party, they punish all parties. And I it's terrible. No way.
What about a nice arm bar? That'd be fun. Or a nice shove to the ground.
Yeah, I will say in the 5 years she's been on the planet, I've never once spanked Stella.
No, Evan's just too small.
And I don't think...
Give it time.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could get there. We've implemented the thinking time thing. We've done it like very properly, and she's a good enough kid. I think we're kind of past, hopefully. I mean, I don't, who knows? She's a girl, so it's going to get really hairy there for when she becomes a teenager and all
Italians,
that.
Italians, literally.
Yeah, that too. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I haven't done it yet, so we'll see.